I'd like to call to order the meeting for the City of Ridgetop Board of Mayor and Alderman for January the 21st, 2025. It is 6:30 p.m. Brother Dan, if we could get you to do the invocation for us.
Lord, we thank you for this day, giving us another day and a fresh year to begin. Lord, we just thank you for all the people that make this city happen. Just pray your protection and guidance on all of us as we direct and lead in this city, in this town, this community. Pray you'll give wisdom tonight, that you'll give love, that you'll give unity, that we'll honor you as we move through this evening, that you'll give us guidance to lead this city in the direction you have us to go. May we always give you glory and praise. Be grateful for all you've given, all you've blessed us with. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Kelly, roll call.
Mayor Shaw.
Here.
Alderman Gregory.
Here.
Alderman Martin.
Here.
Alderman Gilmore.
Here.
Vice Mayor Harrison.
Here.
Attorney Russell Freeman.
Here.
If everyone will take a couple minutes and take over or read over the minutes from November the 19th.
Make a motion we approve the minutes from November 19th, 2024.
I'll second.
Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, citizens' comments. Do we have any this evening?
It's cold outside.
We forgot to pay the electric bill.
It's nice and warm in here.
Yes. You're welcome to stay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, commissioner reports. First one up, finance and administration.
Property tax, we received $199,849 as of December 31st, 2024. We also received reimbursement for the tourism grant that we submitted for Smoke on the Ridge and Morgan on the Rim.
Public Works and Streets. We've had a culvert repair on Cobb. Driveway repair on Rebecca. We've got the fire hall out for bid due the 28th. We've called in 14 lights for repair and light. And shedding is coming along extremely well. Looking to pave potentially in February. So it should be done hopefully in March. That's all I've got on that. Okay, Parks and Recreation.
In our meeting for January, we went over the draft portion of our 10-year plan. That's coming along nicely, so we're in February. We'll go back over everything once more. I'm hoping to have it finalized by the end of February. And then, you know, we'll also be like gearing up to get our 2025 events up and going. So that's about it for the parks. Okay. Well, and we're getting the fence around the basketball court at Pioneer in the next couple weeks. So, yeah.
All right. Planning and zoning.
All right. Our subdivision regulations are not quite finished yet. They've been working on them for some time. I spent about 45 minutes on the phone today with Tom Summers, the engineer, and he assures me that by the February meeting of the planning and zoning, he will have them there to present. He gave us a rough copy here a couple weeks ago, and he's still making some final tweaks to it, but he said he will not have it by next week's meeting. No, but he did tell me that by February's meeting, he should have it there where we can look it over. And there's a couple other things going on that I'm not fully up to speed with as of yet. Russell probably can talk to some of those if needed. But as far as right now, all I've got is that the subdivision regs are not ready yet.
Community and economic development.
We're still waiting for Chamber of Commerce to have that area cleared down on the corner to see what we actually have. I just can't picture it because it's such a weird thing. But once they get it cleared, which might take till spring now, we'll have a survey of it to see what we might want to use for a sign or something, but that's down the road.
All right, utilities for the gas department. They had 31811 locate tickets, 9 work orders. They had meter reads and re-readings, and disconnects and reconnects. Sewer department had 17 work orders. They pumped 10 tanks due to bad pumps or high sludge levels. Changed out 10 pumps. Had 33811 locates and disconnects and reconnects. For the park, they cleaned the bathrooms on a weekly basis and cleaned out the house at Station Park.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Just for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Have the bathrooms been fixed over there?
Like from the vandalism?
Yeah. We still.
I think they've been cleaning bathrooms over there. Yeah, Cecil took care of that.
Well, I didn't know if that had actually been fixed, if the damage, the mirrors and stuff had been.
We still probably, we don't have a new mirrors or nothing.
Oh.
It's all like.
They replaced the mirrors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh?
Aren't they shut down for the winter now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Yes. All right, fire and police.
For December, we had 3 structure fires, 12 first responders, 8 EMS assist, 1 vehicle fire, 1 10-45, 1 10-46, 1 false call, and 2 miscellaneous for a total of 29 calls. Had 22 inside the city, 7 outside the city, and 2 mutual aids.
All right, business reports, Ms. Kelly.
Chris, Alderman Harrison, touched on the tourism grant. We did receive the reimbursement of $6,425.41. We are working on getting the W-2s out here in the next week or so. The audit was completed, the special grant part of the audit was completed by the end of December and has been uploaded to the comptroller's office. And the valve replacement project was completed as well in December.
That was how many valves? I thought it was like 15.
15 stuck in my head.
I was thinking it was a total of 21 by the time they did the.
All said and done.
Yeah, I could be wrong though. I'm not
like
sure.
The 15 was like the last bit, because that's what, and that about what we had to do the budget amendment for. Is that why that number stuck in my head?
We had so many that were 6-inch. I don't have my notes made at night. So many that were 6-inch and so many that were
four,
so I can't remember total. But they have completed the project.
Great. Attorney Russell Freeman.
Yes, with regard to item A under new business, the deed has been prepared, re-reviewed for Adam and his wife, Polo, to execute over to the city the subdivision, if it's approved, of their property that they donated. My understanding, they're going to want potentially a letter indicating that that was a donation to the city. I would suggest that we would only acknowledge the donation, but not make any evaluations as to the property. That would be something that he would need to do through his accountant or tax professional and make that decision on his taxes. I have reviewed the other ordinances before the board along with those resolutions. I find them to be accurate legally for form, and assuming they would be approved, they are ready for signature. I know one of them's on, one's on first reading, but it's smart draft. And as a side and a follow-up to the cold comment, it's, I actually saw an attorney today with his hands in his own pockets. So
that's cold.
I get to tell that once a year, so I can present it. She made me think of it. So. The multifamily dwelling, I have discussed that on numerous occasions with Mike Bauer, and he is in communication with the owner. The owner has kind of acquiesced to get it in order. It has been a slow process. He's had his thumb on that. I would imagine at this point in time, without any water, I think they've had it, even though they haven't had their final inspection of the electrical, but I think they may have been turned off temporarily. But I think they got it back on. I'm not even sure if anybody's living over there at the moment. I haven't driven by. I don't know if anybody on the board or any of the members of city staff have been by and look at it to see. But I can certainly ask Mike to get an update on that post-holidays. But I know the water was off. The issue, of course, is the sewer having to put in multiple tanks, pressurized tanks that the city operates, its department operates with, and for each of the units. The argument there is that they had lost their grandfather status when they attempted to expand the grandfather, the non-conforming use status from the duplex to the fourplex.
They're trying to go to six.
Six, yeah. But now they are going back to the original status of the duplex, but they've lost that status, so the single tank will not keep up the capacity. So I can follow up.
They have not upgraded everything to
correct.
Correct.
Okay. And in that process for final inspections. So I'll make a note to contact Mike and see where they are. Anything else? I don't have anything else. Any other questions? Board.
All right, Mayor's comments. Like everybody to keep Dale in their prayers. He's having surgery next week. We wish him the best.
Thank you, sir.
Finally getting that lobotomy.
Been a long time coming.
And well needed.
Yes. Hey, you volunteered for this, remember.
I need a brain transplant.
There is no old business, so we'll get right into the new business. First item up on the agenda is the Adam Polo over off of Lynn Circle. He has agreed to donate that little strip of greenway to the city. It has gone through our planning and zoning for their approval, and they did approve this acquisition, donation, however we want to look at it. But it's very appreciative to Adam and his wife for this donation to the city, and it'll open up a greenway from Lynn Circle into the backside of the park. So it'll be a good improvement. Mm-hmm. So do I have a motion?
I make a motion we approve, I'm just saying, the Polo Plat for their donation for the greenway from Lynn Circle to Ridgetop Station Park.
I'll second.
And any comments? Questions?
I do have a question, not that it changes anything, but and if it's on here, I can't read it. How wide is that? Do we know how wide that is? Roughly. Is it 10 feet, 20 feet?
It's about 20 feet.
Okay.
It's a pretty good little strip there.
Okay, yeah. All right.
That's from the property line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It also has a construction and maintenance easement that runs alongside of it as well as needed. Of the preparation, any preparations to be done on it, and if there's ever a fence or anything of that nature put on it. So
yes.
It carries with that on the deck.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next item up is to appoint a zoning appeals member. We have had Dale come off of that board, and I'm recommending John Seneff to take his place. I think John has the knowledge and the experience to handle the position. So do we have a motion on this?
We also need to reappoint John Burke if he was willing to resign.
John, this is for planning and zoning?
This is for zoning appeals.
Yeah, zoning appeals.
Item B, zoning appeals member.
Are you?
Yeah, this is just zoning appeals member.
Oh, that's.
And John Burke and.
Yeah, he's the next on C, right?
William Johnson.
We have C.
Yeah,
John Burke.
Planning and zoning.
Does he serve on?
Planning and zoning.
He serves on planning and zoning? Okay, I'm sorry. I'll move him to next.
So on the zoning appeals member appointment of John Seneff, do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we appoint John Seneff to the zoning board of zoning appeals for the city of Ridgetop.
Second.
Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next item up is to reappoint planning and zoning members. Those two members that are currently on the board are John Burke and William Johnson. They both agreed to re-up.
I show John Burke on the zoning appeals board.
I'm 99% certain he's planning and
zoning. Pass that to.
I might have screwed this up. Okay, I did. Okay, so let's go back on the planning and zoning appeals board.
Who's second?
Appeals?
Who's
second?
Burke.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. So I need to go back to.
You can just make another motion, and And reappoint him.
Make a motion to reappoint John Burke to the Planning and Zoning Appeals Board.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now, reappoint Planning and Zoning member, which will be William Johnson. He has agreed to re-up his service for the next 2 years, I believe it is, 4 years?
Three.
3 years. It was all around.
we're dancing on it.
Average it out. So do I have a motion to reappoint William Johnson to the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Make a motion to reappoint William Johnson to the Planning and Zoning Board.
I'll second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next item up for discussion is ordinance number 2025-101. It's an ordinance amending ordinance 2024-102 for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2024 and ending June the 30th, 2025. What we're doing here is readjusting the budget for the gas department. We're looking to increase it from $50,000, the expense from $50,000 to $400,000. It's an additional $350,000, and this was used for gas valve replacements, a gas leak that has been discovered over on Woodruff Avenue that needs to be repaired. And the total cost of that expense is going to come in right around $400,000. So do I have a motion?
I make a motion we approve ordinance number 2025-101, an ordinance of the City of Ridgetop, Tennessee, amending budget ordinance number 2024-102 for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2024 and ending June 30th, 2025.
I'll second that.
Any questions?
Have they started the repair on Woodruff?
Supposed to start it tomorrow. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the next item up is law enforcement services. As we had a discussion tonight with the sheriff, which I'm very appreciative of, I'd like to bring it before the board that we take a look at the MOU from the Sheriff's Department to extend for another year because of the situations that we're having with the Greenbrier process. It's going to take us longer than we had anticipated to get it resolved. So I think we need to go ahead and redo the contract that we have with Robertson County Sheriff. So could I get a motion on that?
Mayor, would that be an extension of the term under the same service conditions, manpower and the original and everything? It would just be just like the current MOU, just extended the date?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the cost is
$196,316.85.
And I think it would be in our best interest right now under the current circumstances that we do this.
I'll make a motion we accept the MOU, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
From Robertson County Sheriff's Department.
I'll second that. How long is that term?
The term is 1 year. It'll go through January 31st of next year.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Any other questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 So you done it now, you stuck with us another year.
Maybe you're stuck with me.
So we do appreciate it.
You didn't hold on to them.
I did. I found them.
Oh, just my copy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, now we can read about it.
Yeah.
Next item up is resolution 25-01. This is a resolution of the Board of Mayor and Aldermen of the City of Richtop to also authorize the city to participate in the OMNIA Partners Master Intergovernmental Cooperative Purchasing Agreement. Basically, we, yeah, that's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Basically, it allows us to more rapidly, correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly, purchase merchandise through this government service.
It's a, yeah, it's a cooperative. And it keeps you from having to go out and do the procurement process, yeah.
Secondly, you're entitled to the same price as another governmental agency guy. In other words, if you...
Right.
You want to buy something that they bought, and they bought it at a very good deal, you get the same deal.
Correct.
I understand that works.
Yes.
And you don't have to go through the three bids and all right. That? Okay.
It's already basically been done.
Right. Okay.
Basically, pre-approved.
And we are already a part of this, but they've changed names.
Okay.
So,
I was gonna say,
yeah,
what
was the NJPA before.
Okay.
How do we find out what the prices are? How do we do comparison? I mean, if we want to go out and do something, do you have a list?
If it's a product that we're looking for, they have a website. We go to that website to look and search to see if it's something that they have that's already been priced.
Great.
Yeah.
Like to be a part of this, is it cost to be a part of this, or we're just saying?
No, it's just like how you bought the playground equipment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, do I have a motion?
I make a motion and we accept resolution 25-01, a resolution of the Board of Mayor and Aldermen of the City of Richtop to authorize the city to participate in the OMNIA, is that how you say it? Partners Master Intergovernmental Cooperative Purchasing Agreement.
Blah, blah, blah. It's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Any questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anything to help take some red tape?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Next item up is resolution 25-02. This is a resolution declaring certain property surplus to the needs of the city of Richtop, Tennessee, and calling for its disposal by selling as scrap or any other reasonable manner. This is all of the old radios that we have on hand, and there's several of them. And this will allow us to dispose of them in a proper manner.
Can I put some of the vehicle speakers in my car so I can tell people driving slow in the left lane to get over?
Just call the sheriff.
Stop beating before now.
Not enough. Fast enough.
Can we enforce more of the people going slow in the left lane, though? Like, I mean...
Now, these are all the analog radios that do not meet with the...
We've gotten in all of the new radios.
Yes.
Did they finally get them?
Probably early 90s, but we've been probing up their way.
Apparently.
Did they finally get the...
Probably radios I was using
probably.
When I was on there.
Did they finally get the new TACUS system or whatever? Is that finally up and going?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good with us. I don't know about y'all got more with us.
Any
Let me just suggest that, sounds like a lot of this is outdated.
Yes.
May not even get a bid on some of it.
Probably not.
If we don't get a bid on it to comply with statute on surplus property, anything that's left over after what, we gonna put it on eGov or something for?
Usually does.
Yeah.
GovDeal.
GovDeal, sorry, GovDeal, but GovDeal 60 days, if it hasn't sold, my fault would be.
Right.
Access, bring it back and just surplus, you know, readmit that that's surplus, it couldn't sell. Because right now, it looks like it's all gonna be trying to be sold, so.
Selling or scrap, as.
Selling or scrap.
Yeah, or disposal by selling as scrap or any other reasonable manner.
Yeah, I mean, I just think you ought to.
Give it a shot.
They're real particular about this surplus property, it's kinda crazy, but if you're not gonna just scrap it and you try to sell it, you really ought to come back and put it and say it could not be sold, so we're gonna go ahead and scrap it at this point in time.
Okay. I think that's.
Yeah.
So on that one, Dan, I would assume we'll put it out.
Yeah.
On GovDeals, and then if he could just report back to us what's sold and what didn't.
Okay.
That would be helpful. All right, do I have a motion?
Make a motion, we accept resolution 25-02, a resolution declaring certain property surplus to the needs of the city of Ridgetop, Tennessee, and calling for its disposal by selling as scrap or any other reasonable manner.
I second it.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, last but not least, need a motion to schedule a city workshop.
I make a motion we schedule our next city workshop for February 18th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m.
I'll second that.
Okay, question wise.
Is this a
holiday?
Yep.
Okay.
So it's another.
Twofer.
Twofer, all right.
All right.
So it's a workshop and meeting.
Yes.
Yep.
And it'll be at 5:30. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Kristen?
I make a motion we adjourn.
I second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.